You're listening to the audio production of Boundaries with Kids, How Healthy Choices Grow Healthy Children by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend, published by Zondervan and read by Henry O. Arnold. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please go to zondervan.com/p/boundaries-with-kids-audio.
Introduction. Why Boundaries with Kids? "What is this new book you and Henry are writing?" asked my 7-year-old son, Ricky. "It's about boundaries and kids," I, Dr. Townsend, replied. Ricky thought a moment, then said reflectively, "I like to say boundaries, but I don't like to hear them." Join the rest of the human race, Ricky. All of us like to set boundaries, but we don't like to hear other people's boundaries. We have empathy for whatever led you, the listener, to start this book because Ricky's statement describes the position of all children and many adults. What gratifies me is good, and what frustrates me is bad. Ever since the time of Adam and Eve, taking ownership of our lives and accepting responsibility for ourselves is something we have resisted. Your task as a parent is to help your child develop inside him what you have been providing on the outside: responsibility, self-control, and freedom. Setting and maintaining boundaries is not an easy task, but with the right ingredients, it really works. Why Boundaries with Kids? Several years ago, we co-authored Boundaries: When to Say Yes, When to Say No to Take Control of Your Life, Zondervan, 1992. This book sets forth the concept that setting limits helps us better own our lives and, ultimately, helps us love God and others better. The book's ongoing popularity speaks to the need of so many people who struggle with problems such as irresponsible, manipulative, or controlling relationships, emotional issues, work conflicts, and the like. Since Boundaries was published, many parents have asked us questions in the counseling office, in seminars, and on the radio about how boundaries work in child rearing. Parents are concerned with raising kids who are not only loving but also responsible, and they want something that will do more than help people heal broken boundaries. They want something to prevent boundary problems, to help build boundaries in children. This book is for them. It applies the principles in Boundaries to the specific context of child rearing. Who should listen to this book? Boundaries with Kids was written for parents of children of all ages, from infancy to the teen years. However, if you aren't a parent, Boundaries with Kids may also help you to help the children you love and whose lives you impact. This book will help you if you are a teacher, grandparent, coach, neighbor, daycare worker or babysitter, church youth worker, or even a teen who is working on your own boundaries. Although you may not be a parent, you still want to be a force for responsibility and righteousness in the lives of the kids you influence. This book is designed to help you implement these principles, whether you are a primary caretaker or play a secondary role in a child's life. Why should you listen to this book? You don't have to be in a crisis to benefit from this book. The principles offered here apply to all situations. Your child may be at age-appropriate levels of maturity at home, at school, and in relationships. As a result, you may want to use this material to ensure that the process continues as your child navigates from one age group to another and into adulthood. But Boundaries with Kids will also help with problems and crises in parenting. All parents have problems. Some problems are oriented around issues of responsibility and self-control. This book shows how to deal with these sorts of problems: impulsivity, inattention to parental directives, defying authority, whining, procrastination, inability to finish tasks, aggressive behavior, school problems, conflicts with friends, sexual involvement, drugs, gangs. While this book addresses these and many other problems, it is not problem-centered, but rather principle-centered. By principle-centered, we mean that the book is organized around key concepts that will...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?